The tomato is an essential ingredient in most Turkish cuisine, and it's now selling at a record price, a rise of 70% in only 1 year. And in this traditional farmer's market in the middle-class district of Bahçeli Evler in Istanbul, shoppers are feeling the pinch.
Berbat.
Awful. It's expensive in the supermarkets too, but pensions stay the same.
Some people here blame the government for lacking effective economic policies. Others say tradesmen and the wholesalers are taking advantage.
No conscience left in their hearts. They want to earn easy money.
This man says he's paying 40% more for flour than he did 3 months ago. And as his customers' incomes don't change, he can't raise the price. So the portions of Turkish filo dough he sells now weigh 110 grams instead of the standard 150 grams. At more than 19%, Turkey has the highest inflation rate in Europe and the 10th highest in the world.
For many in Turkey, it's the season to conserve food for winter, and they buy supplies in farmers' markets like this one. But this year, the soaring prices are eating into their incomes.
The devaluation of the Turkish currency is seen as a major driver for this high inflation. The lira has lost 60% of its value in the last 3 years and 23% this year alone. But critics say, despite that, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has taken an unconventional approach and prioritized cutting interest rates. And each reduction knocks the lira down even further.
The government doesn't prefer a high exchange rate, but it aims to stimulate the economy and give easy access for finance to increase exports and employment.
By pushing for lower interest rates, some analysts in Turkey believe Erdogan's primary concern is political, to prevent his voter base from eroding. And it's a tool, they say, is used to smooth diplomatic fallouts, such as when Turkish authorities arrested and convicted American pastor Andrew Brunson on terror charges and later released him.
After the diplomatic crisis in 2018, the government was forced to increase the interest rate to stop the lira's fall. Then with a new central bank governor, they had premature rate cuts, which caused a credit balloon and high inflation.
The level of risk investors face in Turkey is about 3 times higher than that of its closest peer countries, according to some financial agencies. And that's led to many pulling out, significantly limiting the inflow of foreign cash. Many experts predict the president will continue to intervene in the central bank ahead of general election in 2023. And that probably means little change for Turkey's struggling shoppers. Sinem Kösoğlu, Al Jazeera, Istanbul.